Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Jury instructions in the case against Donald Trump, and we could get some clarity on that momentarily. The other breaking news is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had use of force authorized in their raid of Mar-a-Lago, which was personally approved by the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, and glad you are here today. Absolutely, a very, very busy day. By the way, I should mention to you, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder went on an anti-Harrison Butker rant, and the front office at Arrowhead Stadium canceled three of the band's upcoming shows. They said, "We stand with Harrison and his admirable moral values. Vedder and his band can find somewhere else to play. The move will cost the band around $14 million, apparently." So I just saw that on social media a short time ago, and there you go. All right. We are waiting also for Trump to come out and speak again. This idea of the jury instructions, and that's what we're going to be dealing with here. Both sides and the judge are continuing to hash out jury instructions right now. This is what they're trying to figure out and work on and agree on. And then there'll be a break and then closing arguments next week. And then, you know, this can all be put behind us. Unless, and I don't see it, but, you know, if some way Trump is found guilty, and I don't see it, like I said, then there'll be the appeals process and everything else. But my prediction on this is a hung jury. It's my prediction. I mean, I again, because I'm trying to be realistic and optimistic. If he's acquitted, awesome, great. But he doesn't need to be. We just need, one juror with common sense. My fear is one lefty lunatic is on that jury who wants to see Trump go away, and that's my concern because it's Manhattan. You know, if it was Staten Island or the Bronx or even Brooklyn, I'd have a better sense of that. But I don't see him being found guilty. An acquittal would be amazing. It's what should happen. It would be justice, but we don't always get justice in the criminal court system. This case should not be in the criminal court system to begin with. But nevertheless, if it's a hung jury, then that means that Trump, they're not going to retry this case, and then it's going to be over, and, you know, we move on. But this is what's happening right now. The discussion is ongoing as the judge leaves intent to defraud and commit aid, conceal another crime as is. Judge leaves intent to defraud and commit, aid, conceal another crime as is. So this is my sense of it, and we'll talk to hopefully Brett Tolman will be able to join us. My sense of it is that they are still going with this idea that by paying Michael Cohen, this was their way of, this was Trump's way of, this is the argument by the prosecution anyway, to conceal the other crime. And I'm assuming that that other crime means keeping it from the voters, not putting it on an election report. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's what I can't figure out. And we've all been trying to figure that out. Because there's no federal law that requires voters to know about extramarital affairs. There's no constitutional amendment. I've told you before, there's no Gumata clause in the Constitution that requires presidential candidates to disclose if they have allegations of extramarital affairs, whether they've had the affairs or whether they're just allegations or nothing. Nothing. So to argue that this was a campaign issue, I think, is ludicrous. I think the whole case is ludicrous. But here to talk about it with me, and I'm very, very excited to welcome him back to the show. Brett Tolman is the executive director for Right on Crime. He's a former United States attorney for the District of Utah. RightOnCrime.com. They do amazing work there on judicial reform. Hey, Brett, thank you for joining me in Philadelphia. I know you're in high demand today. I appreciate it.
Rich, thanks for having me.
Give me your thoughts right now on the jury instructions and what's happening.
You know, the first dozen or so cases I had, I think I spent so much time on jury instructions. And then I slowly started to learn that we won or lost our case well before the jury instructions. And they're important. Certainly this instruction that the judge is contemplating that would basically, in essence, say if the payment to Stormy Daniels was going to happen regardless of the election, then it's not necessarily a campaign contribution. That would be the death knell of the prosecution's case, if that's understood by the jury. But I think at this point they'll wrangle over definitions, and it's tedious work, and they'll do it for a couple of days, and then the real crux of all of this, you know, over the weeks and weeks, will come down to arguments, and it'll be interesting to see how the judge handles the arguments in this case.
So that would be the closing arguments, right, Brett?
That's right. And the closing arguments are unique because, Rich, there's more rules that the prosecution has to follow in closing arguments than the defense. But if the rulings of this judge are consistent and the attitude and the behavior of this judge is consistent, my guess is he'll start handcuffing the defense. Like he did in the trial.
You've been an advocate for smart criminal justice reform. The organization Right on Crime is outstanding work. And so you're not afraid to say when defendants' rights have been completely obliterated here. And I know that you feel that way about this case in particular, right?
I do. What I've seen in this case is what's really offensive to me is all of those criminal justice, you know, advocates that are on the left politically who seem all of a sudden silent when it comes to this behavior in this case, from the prosecution bringing a case that is absolute manipulation of the facts and the law in order to try to, you know, put together a Frankenstein, of a case against the president, to the judge and the conflicts that issue and refusal to recuse himself, to then the just very, very, very obvious bias that the judge has had in its evidentiary rulings, you know, in favor of the prosecution and against the defense. It's shocking to watch it, but it's almost more shocking to see how it's okay to those who should be very vocal about this travesty that's going on, and they're not.
Yeah, like where's the ACLU on these gag orders? I know that they made a comment about the federal gag order, but they've said nothing in this case. I mean, here, you know, people watch this. Trump is a candidate. He's got to appeal to people. Everybody hears Stormy Daniels' side of the story. Everybody hears the media sensation about, you know, condom usage and everything. Everybody gets to see Michael Cohen's crazy TikTok videos. And Trump can't address any of that, even when they're no longer witnesses, even when their testimony is concluded. And the jury's supposed to be sequestered, so they're not supposed to watch any of this anyway. I don't understand if Trump comments on what Stormy Daniels said or comments on what Michael Cohen said, how it can influence the jury pool or how it influences other potential witnesses. I mean, this is insane to me. He has the right, as not only a person accused by his government to speak out, but as a presidential candidate to explain to people who are weighing whether or not to vote for the guy.
Well, no question. This is the product of an insecure, ego-driven judge seeking to control the narrative because he's personally now vested himself in a conviction. But back up to the gag order, because I'm glad you highlight this. It's so important. The gag order is a tool that is utilized by judges to protect the defendant and the ability to have a fair trial. It is not a tool to use to target the defendant, especially when exercising his First Amendment rights. He should be able to say whatever he wants to say about witnesses, about theories of the case, about efforts of the prosecution, regardless of whether he's running for office or not, and even more so that he is. But in this instance, we see a gag order that's applied to the defendant himself, which I've never seen in 25 years, and it's not applied to anybody else, any witness, any other side, any other attorney. It's only applied to Donald Trump. And that tells us everything we need to know about what their intention has been from the beginning in this case.
Brett Tolman is with me. It's an honor to have him back on the show. RightOnCrime.com is his organization that do outstanding work regarding conservative solutions for reducing crime, restoring victims, reforming offenders, and lowering taxpayer costs. It's an outstanding group, and it's you guys do great work over there. And I know you got to run. I'm sure you got to do some more Fox News hits, so I won't keep you too long here, but I'm grateful for your time. What you just said about protecting the defendant, and you know, the Constitution says you don't have to speak against yourself in court. You know, you don't have to incriminate yourself, but there's nothing that says you can't speak to defend yourself, and that's an important point. But let's get into the other thing, the Constitution, and this notion of hiding these allegations from the voters, because Alvin Bragg, to me, is the biggest election denier there is. This idea that if the voters had known about these Stormy Daniel allegations or Karen McDougal allegations, that they might have voted for somebody else is ludicrous and can't be proven anyway. But there's no requirement that candidates have to disclose, unsavory details of their private life, whether it's true or not. They don't have to. There's no requirement that, you know, to be president, you have to be 35 years old. Oh, and also let people know if somebody's made an allegation you had an affair or something like that. So how can they even make the argument that this should have been an election expense? How can they make the argument that by doing so, they've defrauded the voters, especially when in New York State, he lost New York State, and that's where Alvin Bragg's jurisdiction begins and ends?
Yeah, there's so much there that I think that you've highlighted on. And I want to just sort of back up your listeners. You know, we talk about constitutional protections, due process rights, but let's just boil down why this case is so offensive. We came from a system of government where frequently you could be charged with a crime and then you could be surprised at the last moment and they could change the nature of the crime that they were charging you against, and it was impossible to defend yourself when the government came after you. Our founders were wise beyond measure. They said you have to have definitively, you have to be able to know exactly what you're being accused of. You have to know who your accusers are, and you have to be able to have the ability to face your accusers and the allegations of wrongdoing and be able to defend yourself. Oh, and by the way, we're going to make it incredibly high hurdle for the government to prove before we take away your liberty. In this case, they have not only failed to identify clearly what the crime is that he's being accused of, they have not produced witnesses who have alleged underlying crime. They have not presented witnesses that have presented evidence that Donald Trump made any of the bookkeeping entries, let alone that it was criminal for him to make a payment to someone threatening to go forward with a story that would hurt him, his family, and others. So this has turned our Constitution on its head. It turns our system of justice on its head. And it is an offense if you have any understanding of the system that we have been trying to build, which is to presume someone is innocent, make it hard for the government to manipulate the facts and the law, and put a neutral judge in order to help ensure that the government is in line. Instead, all of those protections are gone in this case.
What you said about the founders and the Bill of Rights in particular, I mean, I always argue that the Bill of Rights is it's your protection from your government. And I think all the amendments work together in a beautiful symphony to protect you from your government. And we're just watching as these are all being destroyed before us. It's just incredibly frustrating. It really is. And this judge, and I know that you said amen, and you said amen on Twitter when Jim Jordan said America needs more Justice Thomas and Justice Alito and less Juan Merchan. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy just does not seem to be a guy who is looking out for the best interest of the defendant. And I'm not an attorney, Brett, so, you know, help me out here. But isn't the judge's job to look out for the defendant in addition to making sure that who's there to look out for the defendant if not for the judge? That's what I don't understand.
Well, you're right. And in probably 98% of the trials that go forward, the judge is most often very, very accommodating to the defense because they don't want to risk being scrutinized by an appellate court where they say, hey, why didn't you let he has a presumption of innocence. Why didn't you let him present this defense? And so judges err on the side of allowing defendants to bring in evidence, and they err on the side of limiting the scope of what the prosecution brings in. Almost 80%+ of Stormy Daniels' testimony and a majority of Michael Cohen's testimony should have been eliminated by Rule 403 of the Rules of Evidence that says the judge cannot allow evidence to come in that is confusing or unfairly prejudicial against the defendant. Now, we didn't see that. Instead, we saw the other way, because you have somebody that's now has a personal interest in Donald Trump being convicted. And I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump, you should especially not like what you're seeing in this case.
Well said, my friend. Well said. RightOnCrime.com and follow Brett on X. Excellent work. You're outstanding. I know we'll see you back on Fox News shortly. You were great with Dana and Bill this morning, by the way. And we'll see
Thank you.
We go from here. There'll be a lot more to talk about it. We'll get into the classified documents and Mar-a-Lago and the breaking news that the FBI was authorized to use force. I don't know if you saw that or not, Brett. That just came out.
I did.
That's mind-boggling. Yep. How would that work? The FBI's authorized use of force at the home of the former president of the United States, who's protected by the United States Secret Service. How does that work exactly?
Good thing he wasn't there and he didn't reach for a pen in his jacket, right?
I mean,
it's unbelievable what has happened to, you know, this president. Because they don't want him in office, they're willing to bend all the rules. And we know that about the left. They don't really care whether they follow the rules if they get the goal in the end, which is to prevent him from being in office.
Brett Tolman, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Rich.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yeah, and that last part about, you know, thank God he wasn't there and thank God he didn't reach for a pen. I mean, it's what's happening in this country right now is Harmeet Dhillon, who was on the show last week, she tweeted out a few moments ago. She said, I don't even recognize my country anymore. When this news broke about how the FBI was authorized to use force at Mar-a-Lago to go retrieve documents, which, by the way, I want to make the point that the former president's team was in the process of negotiating their return with the National Archives. And now we understand, as this judge now has unsealed all these things, that there was the National Archives and Records Administration and the White House were coordinating this, and that the special counsel, Jack Smith, was not allowing the formation of a SCIF, a secure facility, so they could view these documents and figure out what's classified and what's not. And this was being delayed and delayed and delayed, and this was done on purpose. And I believe Trump was entrapment, what they did here with this raiding of Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, there's all kinds of different theories about what they were trying to retrieve with those documents and whether or not some of those things had to do with Crossfire Hurricane and the Russia collusion investigation. And I certainly, for one, would like answers to those questions, too. I'm hopeful that they'll come out. But this breaking news that the FBI was authorized to use force, deadly force, at the home of the former president of the United States of America, who's protected by the United States Secret Service, in getting back documents? I mean, we're not talking about a guy who's alleged to be. I don't even know. I mean, this isn't Scarface here, right? I mean, this isn't Scarface with cocaine and guns and, you know, the going out a blaze of glory. It's a former president over a situation of documents and the question of what belongs to him versus the United States of America and what is classified and what is not classified anymore, what's been declassified. And these are typically, this is a civil matter. It's a civil procedure that deals with this situation if there's a dispute between a former president and the United States of America. And in the case of the Bill Clinton sock drawer case, where the judge in that case, and this is the only ruling we have on this, when the judge in that case said, Amy Berman, she said, there's not a formal process for presidents to declassify something. So if the president says he declassified it, former president, then you got to go with that because that's the only process we really have here. And they send the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago and they authorize them to use deadly force? It's unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Trump may speak. If he comes out, we'll play it live for you. This is an incredibly busy day, breaking news everywhere, and Biden is still rambling like crazy. So we'll get into all that with you as well as the show continues. I do want to thank my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. As you know, I love driving my XC60. So I'm fortunate that I get to drive all these different Volvos. And the XC60, I think, is my overall favorite. And I'm saying, I don't know, it's a toss-up between that or the S-Class. But here's the thing. Whichever Volvo you get, Cherry Hill Volvo is going to take incredibly great care of you. And they have amazing incentives. Their incentives, pricing, promotions are already incredibly aggressive. But because they're going through a renovation, Judith Krupnik is doubling down on the incentives. And if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off a new Volvo. So whether it's the S-Class, which is made right here in the United States of America, or the XC90, which is the third row SUV, great for getting the kids around. Such one of the absolute safest cars on the road. Bring the family down the shore. You'll have an incredible experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. And the renovation's really not a big deal. I was just there a couple weeks ago. It's not that big of a deal at all. But because they're going through the renovation, this is your time to save with really aggressive promotions, incentives, pricing, and that additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member. So go see them today and stand with the Volvo dealership. It stands with us because there's only one. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge where relationships matter.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rich.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I gotta be honest with you. The news is coming. coming out here, and our friend Julie Kelly is just on a tweet storm as more stuff is coming out about the classified documents case in Mar-a-Lago. And if you care about civil liberties, this should infuriate you. Before I get into that, though, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The Biden administration said today it is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve established after Superstorm Sandy in a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. The sale from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine will be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time. The approach will create a competitive bidding process that ensures gasoline can flow into local retailers ahead of the July 4th holiday and sold at competitive prices, the Energy Department said. The move, which the department said is intended to help lower costs for American families and consumers, follows a mandate from Congress to sell off the 10-year-old Northeast Reserve and then close it. The language was included in a spending deal Congress approved in March to avert a partial government shutdown. Did you know about that? I didn't know about that. Nobody knew about that. The Energy Department said the sale of 1 million barrels, about 42 million gallons, was timed to provide relief for motorists as the summer driving season begins. Gasoline prices average about $3.60 per gallon nationwide, up 6 cents from a year ago. Tapping gasoline reserves is one of the few actions a president can take by himself to try to control inflation. And an election year liability for the party in control of the White House. This is from Yahoo Finance. Thanks to my buddy Lee for sending this to me, Lee Pervorsky. The Biden-Harris administration is laser-focused on lowering prices at the pump for American families, especially as drivers hit the road for summer driving season. By strategically releasing this reserve in between Memorial Day and July 4th, we are ensuring sufficient supply flows to the tri-state and the Northeast at a time hardworking Americans need it most. White House Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre said release of gas from the Northeast Reserve builds on actions by Joe Biden to lower gas and energy costs, including historic releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the largest ever investment in clean energy. Biden significantly drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, dropping the stockpile to its lowest level since the 1980s. The election year move helped stabilize gasoline prices that had been rising in the wake of the war in Europe, but drew complaints from Republicans that the Democratic president was playing politics with a reserve meant for national emergencies. You think? He did that as the midterms were heating up. The Biden administration has since begun refilling the oil reserve, which has more than 367 million barrels of crude oil as of last week. The total is lower than levels before the Russia-Ukraine war, but still the world's largest emergency crude oil supply. This is because the White House, of course, doesn't want to drill for oil, something Trump said earlier outside the courthouse when he spoke. And I believe we have that, if I'm not mistaken, Matt. This is what Trump said before he went into court. There was a break. He came out and spoke. He may speak again, but look, this ends today, and then we don't have to deal with this again until next week when the jury comes back on Tuesday. But this is what he said outside the courthouse. Take a listen.
Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil from the Northeast Reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pump just before the election because he's unable to drill properly, so, and he's destroyed. Number of people.
prisons, from jails, from mental institutions, terrorists. Record numbers of people are pouring into our country. Numbers like we've never seen before are pouring in. We have an incompetent president, and we have to win. And as I've said, November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Now, remember, Merrick Garland was the one that personally approved the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which we now have learned, and this is the breaking news of today, outside of all the stuff with the Trump court trial that's going on in Manhattan, is that they had the ability for the FBI to shoot to kill. Julie Kelly tweeting out, tons of new unsealed filings on the classified documents case. FBI authorized the use of deadly force at Mar-a-Lago. This is, again, the judges unsealing a lot of this stuff. This judge in this case is outstanding. Thank God she's there. She's looking. She's actually, unlike Mershon, the judge in this case in Florida, this judge is actually looking out for the defendant. And I know that the media will spin that as if she's a Trump appointee. That's not relevant. The job of a judge is to look out for the rights of the defendant. And this case is a disaster in terms of civil liberties. But according to an operation order produced in discovery, the FBI believed its objective for the Mar-a-Lago raid was to seize classified information, NDI and U.S. government records as described in the search warrant. The order contained a policy statement regarding use of deadly force, which stated, for example, quote, law enforcement officers of the Department of Justice may use deadly force when necessary. The agents plan to bring standard issue weapons, ammo, handcuffs, and medium and large size bolt cutters, excuse me. But they were instructed to wear unmarked polo or collared shirts to keep law enforcement equipment concealed. I want to remind you, this is the home of the former president of the United States of America. This is something else, too, that I thought is worth noting from what Julie's been tweeting out here. Attorney-client confidentiality, attorney-client privilege. I've told you before, I've joked about this before. It's just a joke. It's not really a rule of life, but there are three people in life you never want to lie to, ever. That is your priest or your rabbi, your psychiatrist, and your lawyer. And they're all supposed to be able to protect you and have confidentiality. All right? The one exception, you never lie to your spouse, except if it's the question of, does this dress make me look fat? Which I've talked about before. It's the dress makes me look fat exception, which every husband understands. Everybody knows that. Every man alive knows that. And even if a man says to you, I would never lie to my wife. What if she says, does this dress make me look fat? And the man says, well, I would run out of the house, set myself on fire before I ever answered the question. So I'm just saying, that's the one, you know. There was a guy once who actually did answer that question honestly. His wife said, honey, does this dress make me look fat? He said, you know, I don't think it's that flattering on you. That man has never been heard from again, I believe. So, but here's the thing here, as Julie Kelly points out, and again, she's been tweeting out some great stuff today. We'll get Julie back on the show. She'll be in high demand again after all this. But let's see here now. Well, actually, Matt, if you don't mind reaching out to her, she may jump on because she said she's going to be going on another show that competes with this show. It's the lesser show on at 3 o'clock. Out of WMAL. Just kidding. It's Vince. I like Vince. He's a good guy. But anyway, she's going to be doing that. So maybe we can reach out to Julie and see if she's got some time for us.
Sounds good. I'll text her now.
All right. Thank you. But according to this release here, it says here now that should media be present at MAL, that's Mar-a-Lago, all personnel will refer to MMOSC and adhere to the FBI media policy as briefed. Should F. POTUS arrive at MAL, that's the former president of the United States, F. POTUS, FBI, MM, EM, and OSCs will be prepared to engage with F. POTUS and United States Secret Service security team. Should the United States Secret Service provide resistance or interfere with FBI timeline or access, FBI MMEM will engage with, and it's redacted there, will engage with United States Secret Service P POCs per existing liaison relationships. Should MAL, should Mar-a-Lago guest reception be unwilling to provide a list of occupied guest rooms, FBI search team will knock on each guest room door to determine occupation status. FBI will request a map, list of rooms, and skeleton key slash card for all rooms at Mar-a-Lago. An FBI MM tactical team with lockpicking equipment will be on scene. Weapons and ammunition. Standard issue weapon, ammo, handcuffs, badge, and credentials concealed. Classified courier cards, classified courier bags, SAC badges, and RSA tokens. One of Jack Smith's inquisitors, Jack Smith, the special counsel, Julie Edelstein, tried to pressure former Trump attorney Tim Parlatore into disclosing privileged conversations with the president. This exchange happened in front of a D.C. grand jury. And this is the exchange. Question. Is there a limitation that for the communication to be attorney-client privilege, it must for the purpose of asking legal advice? Answer. Any information obtained from a client is part of, you know, legal advice or representation. Yes. Question. And are you aware that a client can waive that? Answer. I am aware that a client can waive that. Question. And if the former president's so cooperative, why hasn't he allowed you to share his conversations with the grand jury today? The answer from Trump's attorney. Are we really doing this? The question from Jack Smith's thug, Julie Edelstein, is, I asked you a question. This is amazing. They're trying to pressure the Trump's attorney to break attorney-client confidentiality in the course of the grand jury proceedings. It's just amazing trying to pressure this to happen. This is really amazing here. But it's mind-blowing what's coming out, the unsealing of these classified documents. It really is. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So you know this whole idea of what happens with regards to this case in New York. One thing is very clear: it has brought out a circus of nutbags. And when the mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, when I guess he's not kissing Chris Christie, because that was a weird clip that went viral, the mooch defends Michael Cohen. And the argument is that Trump is a bad guy, orange man bad, therefore Michael Cohen, who's a scumbag who stole money from Trump and violated attorney-client privilege with his client, and apparently now didn't believe the Stormy Daniels allegations, is a liar, is a perjurer, and lied before Congress. So what? Orange man bad, Trump bad guy. That's how it goes. So here's the mooch, who, again, I remind you, is another Trump turncoat. This guy was the White House press secretary for 11 days. 11 days. I'll never forget the first time he came to the podium and he talked about having a nicer, calmer, kinder environment. I remember Rush. Rush was on because I was on in the afternoons back then. And I remember Rush saying as he ended his show that day, "It's not going to work, folks. It's not going to work." And of course, as Rush was right almost every single time, he was right about that. And the mooch lasted 11 days. And like a lot of people, when they don't get what they want, they're narcissistic egomaniacs, and they go out there and then they say, "Well, I'm going to teach you. I'll show you a lesson." And then they start to trash Trump. So, you know, my opinion is this. If you are on the team and you're in the inner circle and it doesn't work out for you, you keep your mouth shut. You don't try to make a career out of trashing the guy who brought you into the inner sanctum of the White House as the White House press secretary. You don't do that. But that's what these scumbags do. It was him, and then it was the woman with the crazy eyes who took over after him, Stephanie What's-Her-Face, who was crazy eyes, total crazy eyes. And she also went out there and started trashing Trump. I have no use for that. If you don't like the guy, keep your mouth shut. But you don't join the inner circle and then turn around and make your living off trashing the guy. I don't like it. I have a hard time with it. It's disloyal to me in a big, big way. And these people bring nothing to the table in terms of what the reason why they don't like Trump. It's always just he's bad. Orange man bad. Because they know it's opportunistic for them. It's opportunistic for them, and that's what this is about with these people. Here's cut three.
From your relationship with Michael, what makes you so clear that even though he lied in the past, he's not lying when he's taking the stand now?
He's damning himself, Gaddy. Ultimately, when he's at, did you steal from Donald Trump? Yes. Did you put the money in a paper bag? Yes. And so, in other words, like, there's no room to escape. He's in the corner. He's under oath. He's already gone to jail for perjury. Is he going to re-perjure himself in arguably the most important things he's going to say in his life up until this point, which is in that case? And so for all those reasons, I believe him. Has he done bad things in the past? Yes. Has he lied in the past? Yes. But is he lying right now? And I think that's what the prosecutor has to get in front of the jury. But no, listen, I mean, but come on. Trump is a bad guy. And what ends up happening to people like Michael, and I said this, I think, the last time I was here, don't be anybody's groupie. Because once you're somebody's groupie, you start to mold yourself into what they want you to do. Michael did that. He has to reform for that, and he has to pay the price for it. And I think he is paying the price for it.
And so, Orange Man bad, that's just how it goes. And yes, Stephanie Grisham had the crazy eyes. They were crazy. I was in the Oval Office with her. I saw those crazy eyes. I'm just saying. She looked at me with those crazy eyes, Matt DeSantis. She did. She did.
Sometimes I think these things are hyperbole, but she really does have crazy eyes.
And she looked at me with those crazy eyes and gave me a smile.
I'd be terrified.
And all I kept thinking was bunny on the stove. That's all I kept thinking. You know what I thought in that moment? I really did. I thought in that moment, I thought, and she's single. She was. I don't know if she is now. I don't know what her status is. I know at the time she was. All I kept thinking at the time was that smile and those eyes and the way she looked at me in the Oval Office. And I'm a married man, so I would not do this. But had I, like, to say, gone up to her and been like, hey, you want to grab a drink after this? She would have been like, sure. And then I would have a dead bunny on my stove. And it'd be a scene with, like, the end of Fatal Attraction where my wife has to shoot, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Oh, she's divorced twice? I'm shocked by that. That's shocking.
But it does look like she's single now.
Guys, you can have that. There you go. You can have the crazy eyes. Enjoy it. And just remember this, when your wife has to shoot her in the bathtub and kill her and end it, like in the movie, remember I warned you. I'm not saying it's going to be that bad, but, you know, that may be hyperbole, that last part.
Yeah, that's hyperbole.
That's hyperbole. I'm going to say there's certain people. I'm not saying Stephanie Grisham's like that. I'm saying there's some people that you do, literally, it comes down to, you know, murder. I mean, it's just, you know, self-defense. Because they're that crazy. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Does Scarlett Johansson have a case? I'm going to get into this artificial intelligence case that is really novel and unique, because as more artificial intelligence is used, more people who have incredibly noticeable voices like mine may be taken advantage of. So, is this case going to be a trendsetter? What are you laughing at?
Like, what, do you think OpenAI didn't take Scarlett Johansson's voice? They're heading for Rich Zeoli next?
Yeah, first ScarJo and then it goes me. It's how it works. First ScarJo and then me. So, we'll see if it does sound like her, in fact, in this case. And then we are watching to see if Trump will come out and speak. If he does, we'll take it live for you. NJ Diet is going to help you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Summer is less than a week away. The unofficial start of summer, of course, Memorial Day. Before you know it, you're at the beach, you're at the pool. How are you looking? How are you feeling? Have you been thinking about doing the shots? You've heard a lot about the shots, right? Have you heard about all the side effects? Have you heard about how certain European countries are barring them now from being used in so-called weight loss? No. You don't want to do shots. You don't want to do hormones. You want to do it the right way, the real way, the NJ Diet way, njdiet.com. You're going to lose the weight for good. Guaranteed weight loss. The reason why NJ Diet works is that it works with your biochemistry. It is specific to you. You also get the doctor's personal email and the doctor's personal phone number to make sure that you're burning fat and not just losing water. That's also key right there as well. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Just call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. And you can do this. Get slimmer before the summer with NJDiet.com. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Very highly respected Stephen Calabresi, who says an outrage that the district attorney brought this case and the judge did not declare a mistrial, and everybody saying it in one form or another. Andy McCarthy, what they have, this kind of a case, is that the federal prosecutors at my old office, the Southern District of New York, wouldn't take it in the first place. They would not take it. The Southern District turned down this case. And the case that Cy Vance looked at and wouldn't take it, and the case that Brand himself looked at in 2022 and shut it down. And this is what we've been wasting all this time on. Alan Dershowitz, I've observed and participated in trials throughout the world. I have seen justice and injustice in China, Russia, Ukraine, England, France, Italy, Israel, as well as in nearly 40 or 50 states. But in my 60 years as a lawyer and law professor, I have never seen a spectacle such as the one I observed sitting in the front row of the courthouse. I've never seen anything like it. He's been a great lawyer, great legal scholar for years. He's never seen anything like it. It's all politics, said Leo Turrell. If anyone tells you otherwise, they're not a lawyer. Let me just tell you that the White House is the person or the group, whatever. They're the one trying this case. You heard who was doing all the talking. Representative from the White House. Just recently, this is all about Biden can't campaign, so he's trying to injure his opponent. They're trying to hurt the opponent because they can't win it fair and square.
We are monitoring this, folks, and this will be playing on our website, but I do want to make time here for Alejandro Mayorkas.
Okay, so we'll Fox just bailed out of it. All right, that's a shame. Because they bailed out of it for Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary. All right. Well, that's a shame. Okay. Well, we have Trump from earlier talking about this, which is very similar to probably what he's saying now. But Julie Kelly's going to join us at 5 o'clock. Oh, that's excellent. That's great. Okay. In the meantime, and I'm annoyed that they cut out for Mayorkas. This jerk. What is Mayorkas going to say? He's going to say nothing of substance and consequence. He's going to give us nothing here. But we'll talk to Representative Scott Perry a little bit later about this new border bill that they're talking about. There's a border bill test vote that's supposed to be taking place on Thursday, apparently. And a buddy of mine sent me a side-by-side comparison of Stephanie Grisham. Looks like G.I. Jane with hair, but same crazy eyes. That's very good, actually. My buddy AJ sent me that. But I think the eyes are, I think her crazy eyes, I mean, you really zoom in on those babies. And I'm just telling you that if a single guy saw those crazy eyes and didn't run, he would regret it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd regret it.
I'm trying to find a photo where she's looking directly at the camera and doesn't have the crazy eyes. And right now, yeah. Coming up with nothing.
Get one of her glaring.
Yeah. And when those crazy eyes look at you and then smile at you in the Oval Office, your back goes up. I imagine it must be like what it was probably like for Truman when he was thinking about the decision to launch the atomic bomb. That's how I felt in that moment. Or Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs. It was that, or the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was that nervous. That's how nervous I got looking at those crazy eyes. Can we do a little side-by-side? Scarlett Johansson is suing, saying that this company is using her voice from the movie Her, which is a good movie, I guess. I haven't seen it, but I've heard people say they like it. And she plays a hotter version of that creepy thing that's in your house that listens to every word you say, and then, you know the device. I'm not going to say the name because it'll go crazy, but...
Alexa?
I told you not to say the name, DeSantis.
Oh, sorry, I forgot
it's
again.
The second time now you've done this.
Sorry, I forgot.
Anyway, she plays a hotter, sexier sounding version of that in the movie Her with his, what was it, Joaquin Phoenix is in that? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you guys see it? Did you like it?
No, but I think I'm going to have to watch it because that's becoming a reality like each and every day. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Like you see the new artificial intelligence that can like see your surroundings and like interact with you and it's kind of like personable.
No.
I'll have to send you this clip. It's crazy.
And in the movie, Her, she's kind of giving him like relationship advice and it, beyond just what's the weather, you know what I mean? All right, so here's Scarlett Johansson. Or which one do you want to do first, Matt? Do you want to do Scarlett or do you want to do the AI that she's suing?
I'm going to play one. Well, you guess.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because I think they sound identical.
Okay.
All right, here's one of them.
Last September, I received an offer from Sam Altman, who wanted to hire me to voice the current ChatGPT 4.0 system. He told me that he felt that by my voicing the system, I could bridge the gap between tech companies and creatives.
All right, there's one of them.
That's Scarlett Johansson, obviously.
You think that's Scarlett?
All right, yeah.
All right, well, here's the other one.
Earlier, I was thinking about how I was annoyed, and this is going to sound strange, but... I was really excited about that.
Which one's that?
That's Scarlett Johansson.
So you think they're both Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
You are wrong. The first one was the AI version. That was Sky.
Really?
The second one was Scarlett Johansson in Her. Yes.
She's raspier in Her, but it does sound just like her. You're right.
It's identical. And I think it's weird that OpenAI approached her twice to do the voice and then seemingly used it anyway.
Wow. All right, so she's got a case.
I think
if somebody uses my voice without my permission, I'm going to sue their ass too. That's what I'm going to do.
You think OpenAI is going to target you next?
Probably.
Have you gotten any phone calls from Sam Altman negotiating a price yet?
No, they'll just steal it, and then I'll have to sue them. This is what happens.
Well,
this is how this works.
Sam Altman initially offered her money for the voice, and then she said no. Then he came back right before the release. This is according to the Washington Post. She said no again, and then they used the voice anyway.
Interesting.
I bet they were assuming she would ultimately say yes, and this was their plan the entire time, but she never said yes, and then they were... too far along in the cycle to go back and, I guess, redo everything.
But you can tell it's kind of robotic, though. I mean, I get they're using her voice. That's wrong, but...
Yeah, well, you can tell it's robotic, but it's still her voice.
Yeah. Well, this is where... See, if they were running this OpenAI 4.0, do you want me to play this clip? If it sounded like how personable this AI sounds, I'd be nervous.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there. It's going great. How about you? I see you're rocking an OpenAI hoodie. Nice choice. What's up with that ceiling, though? Are you in a cool industry-style office or something?
Well, can you take a guess at what I might be doing based on what I'm showing you here?
Is that also Scarlett Johansson's voice?
See, it looks like you're in some kind of recording or production.
Kind of sounds like her, actually.
It sounds like it. I think it's more of someone maybe in their office. He's right there during that clip. He was showing the camera on his phone around to the office. Like, can you take a guess where I am?
Mm-hmm.
And the
AI was guessing.
Yeah.
Production setup with those lights, tripods, and possibly a mic. It seems like you might be gearing up to shoot a video or maybe even a live stream.
Yeah. In fact, we've got a new announcement to make.
That's exciting. Announcements are always a big deal. Judging by the setup, it looks like it's going to be quite the professional production. Is this announcement related to OpenAI, perhaps?
It is.
All right. Well, let's stop because we got a guest coming up. But that is creepy. That definitely is. All right. The great Julie Kelly is going to join me next. The breaking news that the FBI was authorized to use force at Mar-a-Lago when they served the search warrants. There's a lot coming out on this, so 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.